Today we have a couple of guests joining us in studio. We're going to talk about an event that's going to be making a quick stop over here in Atlantic come July. Got a couple of characters in here this morning.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, am I wrong?
Probably not.
Probably not. No, not so much. Ragbri, not too far down the road. Got Billy Hoover in with us this morning. Mike Waters in with us this morning. Going to talk housing specifically with regard to Ragbri. You guys are involved in the housing committee?
We are. You ready for Sunday fun day, Bad Dad?
Sunday fun day?
Heck yeah.
Every day's a fun day, but what is Sunday coming?
Well, we're going to have 15,000 or 20,000 riders come into our town. Are you ready for those wheels to be turning?
Lordy, lordy, lordy. Those wheels will be turning with that many.
You betcha. You betcha. And we want to provide a warm welcome and a great place for folks to lay their head.
Well, you mentioned something about Ragbri. What is Ragbri?
Oh, now you know what Ragbri is, don't you?
Well, ride across.
Ragbri's annual Great Bike Ride Across Iowa.
Okay.
Great event.
I knew it was something like that, but there was a lot of words there.
You bet. You bet. And we've been chosen to host again this year. I think it's been 2011 was the last time that Ragbri rolled through town. And now we are going to be on, after their first full day of riding, we'll be their first overnight stop. And we're looking for folks in our community that want to meet new people and open their homes or open their yards and host some of our riders.
You know, I remember that in 2011 because we hosted a couple from Davenport and they stayed in our house. And, you know, to this day, she still sends us a Christmas card every year talking about that experience she had at Ragbri in Atlantic. The Ragbri before that, I know it's going to be shocking, but I selected a gentleman called Elvis Presley to stay at our house.
Woo, the Elvis Presley?
How many people can say Elvis Presley slept in their house? Well, it wasn't the Elvis Presley. It was another Elvis Presley, but just the name alone made it well worthwhile.
Did you get your own private performance?
No.
Maybe you gave him a performance.
There you go.
Yeah. Jim, talking about housing, actually, the riders could start asking for a place to stay effective May 1st. And we will accept requests from the riders until around mid-June. And then the housing committee will work fast and furiously trying to place and match the riders with the host families. We'll get probably somewhere between 200 and 300 requests, and that will be for 2,000 to 3,000 people. And this may be anything from they're looking for a place to pop their tent in the yard, maybe space for a support vehicle or motorhome in the driveway, and whether or not they would have RV hookups available, that's kind of a specialty thing. Or if folks are willing to open up their homes, maybe they can have some floor space to spread out a sleeping bag for the riders, or if they've got some beds available. You know, we've got some families that like to ride, and there's an opportunity to for the host to say, hey, you know, I'm willing to take 5 people in my house and 25 people in my yard. But the other thing that we really want them to know is we don't expect our host families to feed the riders. This is just a place for them to rest their head. If it happens to be an indoor facility, they can get into some cool AC and out of the heat. Maybe they've got access to the restrooms and showers. But if not, if our families aren't comfortable wanting folks in the home or they're not going to be home, but they want to open up their yard, you know, these riders still have options. They can go to the schools and the YMCA for the showers. So we're not asking folks to just let these riders have complete access to the home. Mm-hmm. It's whatever the host is comfortable with and whatever they can accommodate. And we just want to be able to offer some hospitality for these folks. And as Bad Dad talked about, you know, he's still got connections with families from that he hosted back 8 years ago. And that's what this is all about. It's making connections with people.
You bet. Folks, you're looking for folks to volunteer, whatever accommodations they would like to volunteer. First of all, they're going to call, correct?
No. Actually, no. We would prefer that they go ahead and go online. We've got a website, and it's AtlanticRagbri.com. So Atlantic, RagBrai.com. They can go in there, and there's two links that will, if they're interested in housing, there's a housing link or a link called residence, and they'd be able to find the housing opportunities through either one of those portals. And there's just a quick, easy form in there that will just say what they're willing to provide and if they've got preferences. So that's the nice thing with allowing us to help make the match is they can say, my home is smoke-free, I don't mind smoking in my home, or families and children are welcome, or infants are welcome. I prefer males only, females only, or both. So it's kind of like, you know, when you want your burger made your way, they can pick however they want.
Hey, Billy, don't forget now, these riders through RAGBRAI, most of them will be registered, okay? And when they register with RAGBRAI to be official, they will be assigned a number, okay? So if you're hosting or you want to host a family or a single rider or anybody, ask them and they'll give you that their number, and that guarantees you that they are associated with RAGBRAI.
That's a perfect point, Bad Dad, because what we want folks to know is, you know, we are encouraging, Housing Committee will not place anyone that is not a registered RAGBRAI rider. That gives them the risk number that you're talking about. But what that also does is that person has signed a waiver of liability, and that protects our homeowners and hosts, you know, and not that a person can't host a non-registered rider. We're just encouraging them, obviously, for the registered riders, because that just affords them the protection and doesn't expose them to, you know, any untoward action if anything were to happen on the property, obviously.
You mentioned going online to register your home or backyard, whatever you prefer to do there, but they can do that right now?
Yes, okay. And so we have actually got that active on our website, so AtlanticRAGBRAI.com, absolutely.
Yeah, it opened today, Jim.
Okay, so they get an opportunity to do that as quickly as possible. And when will the housing pairings, how will you notify these folks? So when will all that happen?
Sure. We'll end up doing it through email, okay, primarily. We do have a couple of requests that have come through the mail, but we're asking everything to kind of be done electronically. It keeps it a little easier for everyone. And once we've got a rider request and once we've got a host family and we get them matched up, we'll let the host family know this is who we're placing in their home, and we'll do that through email just so that's easy for them. And they've also got documentation of it on who their match is. And then we'll do the same thing on the rider end. So we'll make sure that they know who the host home is going to be and what the address is. And then they can make their own connections if they choose to. Kind of a love connection, Jim.
Well, hopefully a friend connection.
Absolutely.
Sounds like Mike had that experience.
You betcha.
And it's what you want to make of it. Don't feel like you have to put out a big spread that night. You don't have to provide any food at all. There's plenty of opportunities around the community for them to be able to enjoy all those things. It is what you make of it. It'll be amazing, though. You'll probably find that it'll probably end up being more than what you thought, and it'll be your choice because you're going to open up your home or your backyard or what have you, and you're going to find you're going to have such a good time meeting these folks and visiting a little bit that you're probably going to want to do a little more for them.
Absolutely. And that does bring up another good point. You know, our host families, we've said that they don't need to worry about providing food and beverages, and actually we want to encourage our host families as well as the riders to go downtown, take advantage of the activities that we've got planned. We've got some great entertainment planned. We've got some great food and vendors, and we want to promote our riders and Atlantic residents to take advantage of that. It's a great opportunity to support various causes, church organizations, and things, and you don't have to cook.
That's right. That's the awesome part. Very good. So, again, given that website location, where are they going to find all that information?
AtlanticRAGBRAI.com.
Okay, and it'll be easy. Once they get there, navigating the site, pretty simple.
Very easy. You can have it filled out in 30 seconds.
Self-explanatory.
If I can do it, Jim, anybody can do it.
Don't have to write down notes ahead of time.
Exactly.
No
keep
cheating
it simple
on the test. Yeah, that may keep it simple is right. Very
That's
good.
That's right.
Well, has getting to this point now, has there been a lot of work? I know you guys are part of a larger committee. Has there been a lot of work involved, or is the work kind of coming?
It's just now starting. We've actually had two meetings so far, and because May 1st is the first opportunity that the registered riders could ask or request housing in Atlantic, things are just getting rolling. And so we expect, you know, that activity to continue, and we'll obviously be making connections in our community and asking for the host houses. And, you know, some people will think, July 21st, that's a long way off. I don't know what my plans are. So this will be an endeavor that, you know, we'll probably carry on through a hard push in June and early July. We'd like to have those matches made and contacts made to the riders and the hosts, hopefully by the first part of July.
Well, hopefully we have more people willing to help these folks out than we do have requests for help. That would be awesome.
And generally they say there's typically more requests than there are hosts
sure.
available. And some of that is families think, okay, well, I've only got a bed so I can take two people. And they don't think about the downstairs where folks are willing to just put a sleeping bag on the floor or pop on a couch. Or if folks are going to be gone, they're thinking, well, I can't help with that because I'm going to be out of town. If they're willing to even let somebody camp in their yard, they don't have to worry about restrooms and shower facilities because the riders have access to those elsewhere.
They might just ask you if they can use the hose.
So absolutely, absolutely. People can help in a multitude of ways, whether or not they're going to be around much.
You bet.
But many times the riders will show up mid-afternoon, and they say that most of the time they'll be hitting the road the following morning and exiting by 9 a.m. or before.
Usually before you realize they're gone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, ridden enough Ragbris in the past, too, to know what those kind of relationships are like, too. It's always kind of fun. You get there, you sit down at the end of a long, hard day of riding the bike, and you start to visit a little bit with these folks, and maybe we were just going to camp out in the backyard, and they end up saying, just come on in, throw your sleeping bags on the floor in here, no problem. And then we made another friend.
Absolutely,
exactly
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, it's always a good experience. So again, check the website out, do it soon, and that way we won't have to pester you later about it.
Absolutely, they don't want Bad Dad making that phone call.
Get after that as soon as you can so we can get some of that tied up here early and make plans for some of the other fun stuff that we're going to have. We'll talk more about some of those other activities going on around the Ragbri visit here locally as we get a little bit closer. Well, thanks for coming in, Billy. Mike,
Jim,
appreciate you guys coming
thank
in.
You.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Much.
Absolutely. Continued success with the project.
You bet.
Go Ragbri.